Attack my faith. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I can do it. Hallelujah. I can run this race. I can do this thing. I am successful at what I put my hand to do because my direction comes from him. My strength is from the Lord. He lives in me. Hallelujah. Anybody here? Hallelujah. And what I speak, he upholds it by the word of his power. Like he holds this universe together. And it's been in place ever since he put it together. So when I speak, he upholds that. Hallelujah. Let me close with this one. Glory be to God. So shall thy word be that go forth out of thy mouth. This is Isaiah 55:11. So shall thy word be that go forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please and prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. Well, he'll send his word to you. He'll send his word to me. His word is nigh me. His word is in my heart. It's in my mouth. And when I speak it, that word has the force of power to bring to pass in my life. And not only my life, but people's around me. I can affect them too. Hallelujah. And I speak my faith. I create an atmosphere. I create an environment for people to dwell where they can recognize the presence of God. Rather than creating an environment where they recognize evil and be influenced by that. I create that for my family, that they grow up in an environment that they're aware of the presence of God, of the goodness of God. Instead of calling me old knothead, I call them a blessed child. Come on now. Come on now. Your words can build you. Oh, yeah. I know it's time to close, but I'm about ready. Your words can build you. Your words can sustain you. Or your words can tear you down. The words can reduce you to nothing. The word can raise you up and set you in a place of honor. The word can give you an inheritance. Hallelujah. 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 So what are you going to do? Are you going to keep saying what you got? Are you going to have what you say? Are you going to call those things which be not as though they were? Are you going to keep talking about the things as they are? Oh, glory to God. I walk in divine help. I walk by faith. I walk in love. I'm more than a conqueror. I'm strong in the Lord. Hallelujah. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Hallelujah. I'm a good neighbor. Hallelujah. I'm a good father. I take care of my children, my wife, and family. Are you going around talking about what sorry children you got? Hallelujah. What you gonna do about your church? Are you talking it down? Are you telling everybody we are a soul winning church? We preach the gospel here. We get people saved. We get people filled with the Holy Ghost. Are you ashamed of the Holy Ghost? Are you ashamed of talking in tongues? That you'll shine away from it? That you get embarrassed over it? But I come to tell you, I'm not embarrassed. So I'm a tongue talker from heart. I talk in tongues every day, not just every occasion. It's a lifestyle I live. Don't care who know it. I do talk in tongues. I pray in the spirit. I bless God with my mouth and what's in my heart. Because that's the perfect way to pray about situations you don't know what to pray for, how to pray about it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you're going to go around half committed to God? Are you going to give him all? You have what you say? I ain't going to do that. Well, you won't do it. But I'm on fire for God. I'm on fire for God. I want all God has. Hallelujah. I want all God has. I want all he has for me. Hallelujah. There's some more, Lord. Put it on me. I don't stand up here and think that I have arrived. Good evening. It's almost evening. Just almost. It's almost. Hallelujah. So what did we do? Your words. God watches over them. He watches over his word. And if you speak his word, he will make sure it comes to pass. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let me close like this. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And pray for you. Father, thank you for your eternal, everlasting, unchangeable truth, your word. What I've spoken here today, I believe I said it under the unction and the leading of your spirit. I thank you for ears that have heard, and this word did not fall on stony hearts, but I thank you that it fell on good ground. And from this moment forward, Lord, I thank you there's a turnaround. It had found a place to fall into and produce great harvest in the lives of your people. I speak to sickness and disease. I speak to confusion. I speak to lack and all it produces. And I speak your end over God's people today in the name of Jesus. Those that are viewing us on live streaming, I speak to lack in their lives. And I say your day is over now as their hearts are turned to you. I thank you, Lord, for those that are hurting with pain, going through depression and all that, I command it to stop now in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. I thank you that we have a promise from you, and it's working in us today. All this stuff that's been going on harassing your people is over with. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we give you praise and glory. We say to that lost person, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Let him in your life. How do you let him? How do I let him in my life? Jesus! 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 I believe that you're the Son of God. While I'm saying that, you say it with me. And you're watching me. You're in this audience. Jesus! Jesus! Come in my life. Take control. Oh, take over. Thank you, Lord. I receive you, Lord Jesus. I make you my Lord. I surrender my life to you. Now from this day forward, live in me. Live through me. I give it all to you. And fill me to overflowing with all that you have. Give me the Holy Spirit. Give me the power. Thank you for it now. I shall live for you in this hour, in Jesus' name. We love you, Father. We praise you. We bless you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.